Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Mission Accepted podcast. You just heard what we are all about. I absolutely am thrilled about today. I get excited when I have one cool guest on, but I have more than one cool guest. Look, we're going to do something kind of cool and funky. You're going to love it. And you know how I know you're going to love it? Because you are an active listening audience and you make me so excited because you send me what you want. You know, it's really easy to give you what you need when you ask for what you want. And we could do a whole show on braving up and asking. But you were wanting more. You were wanting more of people talking about a specific sector. And so we sat down, me and the back team. Welcome. This is Carmel's first show. We have Dorothea and Carmel. We've got more people playing now. And we thought, what could we do to give you more in the same amount of time? Because apparently you want more, but you want it quicker. What is it? What is that? So we have 4 incredible people that are coaching, changing lives. I mean, I think coaches and counselors are way up there when it talks to servant leadership. Because if you talk to any coach or any counselor and what they do, it's never about them. It's about the impact they're making. It's about the lives that they're changing. It's about the golden gems that they give to somebody that just changes the trajectory of their life, the trajectory of their relationships, the trajectory of their bank accounts. It's all super good. So today I'm going to ask some questions and we're going to hear some gem drops from 4 of the most incredible people that I know and that I have spent time with all. So let me introduce to you. I know for you listeners, you can't see everybody, but you can watch the whole audio as well as video. But you're going to hear a hi, but you're going to hear more from these people. I am sharing the stage with Miss Janine McKinnon, who is from Canada, and she is a sexual empowerment coach. And then we have all the way down on in LA on the beach, we have Mr. Larry Zimberg, and he is a direct sales coach. And then over on the East Coast, we have Miss Joanne Gramlich, who is a children's educational facilitator. And then all the way circled back to beautiful British Columbia in Canada, we have Miss Linda Nardelli, who is a spiritual counselor and coach. So we're going to start with some questions. So we just get into it, people. What do you think? Yeah. Should we do the jazz hands? Or, you know, yeah, we can speak and yeah, woohoo. Okay, great. Okay. So here's the thing about coaching, and we've all heard it, those of us that are coaches or those of us that need coaches, and we're kind of like, I need something. And it comes up with some resistance sometimes. We're like, and we put things in our way of getting help. I don't know what that is. These people know what that is, but we have things that get in the way of giving us what we need. And a lot of times we'll put the time or the money or the whatever in the way, but I'm not going to answer that question. I'm going to have these beautiful people answer what it is that people that so want coaching in. Oh my gosh. Like, has this industry exploded? There is facilitators and experts everywhere, even in specialized knowledge. Like, if you want to know one special thing, you can find an expert in it. So, Janine, let me start with you. What is it that you think that holds people back from getting coached?
I think it really comes down to the investment and the time is those really big ones that I find people struggle with. But it just streamlines the process so much. And if you look past that initial investment or the initial time and really see how impactful it is for your whole life. I find a lot of people are very ready to invest in business. They can see the tangible ROI for that. But when it comes to sexual empowerment coach, it's a little bit less tangible. And so it's really looking past that and seeing the full impact it's going to make, and that you really do get that return on investment in many, many different ways.
I love that. I love that return of investment, trying to foresee that. That's awesome. Thank you. Larry.
Yes.
Yes. So what do you think holds people back from being coached, taking that step forward to asking for help?
My first thought would be money, lack of funds. If you're not familiar with it, it could seem intimidating, you know, pressure to perform. But the whole process is about progress. It's not about perfection. And it's about growth. It's about growth personally, your growth professionally, growth to your bottom line. It's really about crushing the next level, and holding back on that can usually mean holding back on your success. But I think it's more understanding what coaching is, right? And we're so used to employing that in our whole lives. We had teachers in school, we hire accountants, you know, we hire experts in every field. And when you want to get to the next level, having a coach is a very good thing to have. I think it's just becoming familiar with what that is, because we're used to employing experts or partnering with experts for certain things that we want to advance in or achieve. And that's exactly what a success coach does for you.
Awesome. Thank you. Linda, I saw you nodding when Larry was talking. So for someone that does your nature of work, what is that? What is it that may stop someone from reaching out and getting coached?
In order to advance, to succeed, to heal, to manifest relationship, to move forward in life, we need to let go. There's always a letting go. So the moment somebody makes a commitment to coaching, to counseling, to healing, they're already stepping into a surrendering of something, a conditioned pattern, a disbelief, a fear of that expanse, fear of the commitment, the time commitment. But underneath it, I think it's the coach, this working with somebody that's skilled at supporting you, is going to help you let go of limiting beliefs. And we hold on to those limiting beliefs for reasons. It's our self-protection. It's our strategy in life. That a lot of that needs to be let go of in order to move forward. So, and that could be unconsciously extremely intimidating.
I love that you mentioned the word unconscious, because I think we've all had those calls with people that really need what we have, right? And Janine, their relationship might be challenging. Larry, they might be falling apart or frustrated in their business. Joanne, they may have children that need to learn how to read and they don't know what to do, right? And then there's never mind this thing like we're supposed to know all. But I think they're, when you said unconscious, because you hear them, they want it. We call it getting the goblins got to them, right? And then you go to follow up, or they go to start and they're late for their appointment, or they can't make it, or they cancel. And you're like, oh man, the goblins got them. But it really, you know, it could be limiting beliefs instead, or fear, you know, fear of not knowing what to do, like what Larry said. I love that you hit on that. Thank you. Joanne.
I think people hold back from getting a coach because sometimes they're afraid. They have that sense of fear, and they also might reject opportunities for self-growth. They tend to stay in that familiar zone, and they're afraid to get out of their comfort zone and open the doors of opportunity, not knowing what's in front of them, what lies ahead. I think the biggest thing is taking that risk and knowing that there's a lot of self-growth and the connections you're going to make, the opportunities that surface. I just think a lot of it's fear. I have, you know, family and friends that always talk about they're aggravated with their life, and like she had mentioned about surrendering, but they never take that leap of faith. They just don't do it. They just They keep talking about it, but they don't do anything about it. So I think it's us. It's not only the fear, but it's being used to being in the comfort zone, doing the same old, going down the same street, going through the same door. But I think if they just took a leap of faith, they might find out that there's endless possibilities.
That's, you know, I think that until we say yes is a great Scottish proverb that talks about until you say yes, all unforeseen things come into play. And so it's not until you say yes and take that action that you were talking about that people get stuck. It's like, you know, it just kind of goes around like a washing machine or something. They cannot foresee the beautiful connections and the doors opening. And like you said, who they're going to meet and how it's going to come. I always say it's like when you say yes to something you really need, it's like the book gets thrown in front of you as you're walking, you know, you're walking somewhere and a book hops off a shelf and you're like, oh, okay, that's things that come into play once you say yes. I also think, you know, listening to you all talk, it's like, sometimes it's difficult for people to get vulnerable to even do the ask, right? There's something about we have to do it ourselves or we should already know this. You know, I think Larry, in your field, there's a lot of, you know, the people above you are going to take you everywhere you want to go. And that's not necessarily maybe the case. And there's people frustrated in business thinking that those that are also in the same business are going to be able to get them to where they want to go. I think this would be a great time to talk a little bit about, we touched on a little bit, but really, truly, from four people that are very successful in their field, what is some of the power of getting coaching? Like, what is it that someone, like you talk about getting through and some of the barriers to get through coaching, now you're in it. What are some of the, we just talked about it. What are some of the powers that come? What is some of the greatness that comes? Janine, let's talk to you, because I'm sure as someone who works in the world of sexuality and relationships, there must be some really cool things that starts to happen for people.
Absolutely. And I think this is a great follow-up question to the conversation we were just having is, yes, there's all of these different resistances and different things that come up. And without a coach, these things keep getting in our way, keep holding us back. So the power of coaching is really having someone who knows what they're doing, knows your unique circumstances, and can really support you in moving past those resistances and those blocks and being able to melt those away. And then the power that really comes from that, as Larry was saying, is taking you to that next level. And that next level is so much more than that specific desire or goal you're working on. It's going to have that ripple effect throughout your whole life. And so within my realm in sexuality and relationships, the greatest transformation comes through the taboo. So when you're able to work on these things that are so sticky, so challenging and vulnerable, it has that ripple effect in the way you are able to confidently show up, not only in your relationship and using your voice in those vulnerable ways, but also in creating boundaries within your friendships, being able to show up in your business with confidence, speaking about what you're passionate and how you are able to show up for your family, your friends, and just really bring this higher quality of presence into your life. It's very powerful.
Very powerful. Thank you so much. I love when you said unique. And I think that's one thing to mention about coaching is people may feel like it's vulnerable or what have you, but each person, and I'm sure Larry can talk to this a lot, is that even though people may have the same goal, more money, better relationship, connection to self, I want, you know, I want my children and I want us to understand education more. Every story and every situation is unique, and it does need a bit of a different tweaking, right? That's the beauty of individual coaching versus group coaching. Even though in group coaching, there's a different kind of power, and I know Linda rocks the group coaching circle, but there's something very unique that you get to tap into with a person, right? That's why I call coaches and counselors just really powerful servant leaders. Larry, what about yourself? The power, what happens for people?
Well, I love what Janine said about showing up. She mentioned showing up several times. And you said in my business, I had people, you know, that came to help, but they came to help because I showed up, and I'm not trying to, you know, float my own boat, but it really starts with you wanting more. It's all about desire, your own desire. Everything begins there, because if you don't show up, if you don't have that desire, you're not going to run through walls to accomplish and achieve. But I also played sports. So I had coaches you know, to me, coaching was normal. Michael Jordan had a coach. He had several, actually, as did Serena Williams. And then when I got into business and all these mentors gave me so much, I started reading bios, and Bill Gates and Steve Jobs had mentors and coaches, as did Oprah Winfrey and Sheryl Sandberg. In fact, top business leaders go to great lengths to find the right coach to help them up their game. Tony Robbins, the coach of all coaches, had a great coach, and his name was Jim Rohn, and he was my greatest mentor. So, I mean, you want to find one that provides key value, but great coaches help you see things that you can't see yourself, and they can offer a different perspective. They know things, or should know things, that you don't know. So it's kind of hard to see through the forest while you're in it. So you need someone who is outside the forest and someone who's not in your head, because that space is already occupied. And so I kind of lost you for a second. Oh, there you are. Sorry. There was a message that popped up. Sorry. So the whole idea here is not to be the only one coaching you. You know that saying about being an attorney? If you act as your own attorney, you have a fool for a client. It's kind of like that. And it's not to be harsh, but for your results to get better, you've got to get better. And you can read books, attend seminars, online resources that offer training, join a mastermind group. And all of these are really good things and helpful, and you should be doing them. But what a personal business coach can do for you is add to all of that at a personal level. They can get into the weeds with you, which is where the real growth lies, and kind of where the rubber meets the road, because you're going to experience the greatest impact with somebody dealing with your individual situation and going ahead and outlining a specific game plan based on you. And here's the most important part, going through the journey with you, because that provides accountability and support. And that's key. That's crucial, in fact. Accountability and support is every, it's like having a great personal trainer who's also your workout partner, you know, someone there on that road with you and guiding you along the way and making those important adjustments so that you can grow, because it's all about growth. And it's tough to do if you're just the only one coaching you, you know?
Thank you. There's lots of gold in there. There's lots of gold in there. Linda, please share what you feel has been powerful or is powerful about coaching.
I love that, Larry. I love that you mentioned that it's about desire. And Janine, back to what you were sharing, I mean, that's what your work is learning to enjoy the pleasure of your field of desire. And I keep bringing people back to that over and over again, getting to the nugget of what they long for. In fact, that's what I write about in my book, Mystical Intimacy. It's all around attuning to the somatic feeling, the experience of desire, of our longing. And that's about taking the pining out, the action, because we're so fixated on how, but how is the last step. There's so many more steps before how do we get somewhere. And I was just working with someone yesterday, and that, you know, she's like trying to find a direction, and she's lost, and she's caught in that identity. And as we unravel that, what she came to discover is she doesn't know her direction. She doesn't know what she wants because she's hiding her needs from herself. How can we actualize our dreams in all areas of our lives if we're hiding our needs? And that was such a new concept, hiding my needs. So yeah, okay, that resonates, but how am I doing that? And we started to unravel her upbringing and looking at her fundamental needs. And fundamental needs are the need to be safe, the need to be seen, understood, acknowledged, recognized, the need to be comforted, reassured, soothed, the need to be secure and supported. And we've all kind of learned to compromise those needs or invalidate them or think that we're not good enough because we have those needs. And I work with so many highly sensitive people that have developed this insecurity around the richness of their fundamental needs. And for this person I mentioned, she's, when we look back at some of her history, she's like, oh, I felt safe growing up. Yeah, everything was fine. I don't remember my childhood much. I'm like, that's interesting. Wonder why. And then getting closer to it, she started realizing, well, she didn't feel seen really. And she didn't feel soothed. And she realized that in order to feel safe, she hid her needs. She became strong, tough, took care of other people. But that didn't help her have a relationship with herself. I think ultimately the gem in this work and finding the person, coach, the counselor, the healer that you have a resonance with, where you feel safe, you feel seen, you feel encouraged and supported and reassured, you know, and that person that journeys with you, like Larry said, is essential. It's essential because it lets you come back home to yourself.
Thank you for sharing that. I when I listen to you and when people hear the word being coached or spiritual coached or empowerment coach or money coach or education coach, I think what you just kind of gave us was a vastness how when addressing one area of your life, right? I mean, Larry talked to it that people have many different coaches. They've had many different coaches throughout their life, many different coaches throughout their journey at a time they really need to fill up in this area, which actually could empower them to be better in their business and then go over to someone who specializes in that even area of their business. And I think that when you hear about the different coaches that are available or doing the kind of work, it is incredible how you can build a team. I love that, you know, if you've listened or read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and he talks about the chapter of desire, but he also talks about building your team alive or not alive, right? He's like, you pull in different people's expertise and they become your circle. They become your, you know, what I call your board of directors. Like the people that I go for coaching, when we do our board of directors, when we do it in circle and write it on paper, those people, advisors, you know, either they're a coach or an accountant, they hold the same presence in our formula, in our structure, in our company. I love that. Just that specialized knowledge that woman got. Thank you so much for sharing. And Joanne, the power, what do you feel about the power of coaching? I mean, oh my gosh, I know so many stories and I know so many things that you do. It's just like hard for me to like keep my mouth quiet and give you the stage because you do such incredible work and your work impacts generations, right? As ours does as well, but yours really specifically, you see it right away.
Well, I think working with children, I think I bring in that layer of believing in them. I mean, unfortunately, they're not at that point where they believe in themselves and they bring a lot of insecurities to the table. So for me, it's tapping inside, letting them, you know, create, use their imagination, their skillful minds. And I think each encounter allows them to feel more comfortable along the way to communicate, to express their needs, to talk about, you know, their day. Because a lot of the children I work with when I first meet them, they're not saying a word. They're just, there's no affect. They're just emotionally flat. And so what I try to do is I try to bring the fun stuff to the table so they can to engage with them at a comfort level where they can start coming out of their shell and express who they are. Again, that same thing I already said, but I think that's the most important thing is believing them. It's almost like, I know there's that saying, I'll believe it when I see it, but I think it's more, I'll see it when I believe it, because I have to believe in them. I have to know that they have to feel that resonating in the room, right? That I can't come in there with this grouchy demeanor or whatever, you know, I have to leave my stuff at the door and just bring, come to the table with just the fun, the laughter, the joy, and at the same time, bringing in the educational aspects of it all, because, you know, that we are working on goals. But at the end of the day, it's just the comfort of believing in the kids. So, and that just helps them to move forward.
And I think that's powerful. And I think that's been a theme through what all of you has shared. It's like the power in believing in somebody. And Larry talked about, you know, they're in it with you. And, you know, Linda's digging for the gold. And Janine's like, this is going to change your life and how and what makes you unique. And I know that, I mean, when you change someone, it changes everything. Like the ripple effect is strong. And I know for you, when you're working with children, you are able to capture them at an age where those things get filled. Like Linda was talking about, they get filled and they have someone with them. How important is that? And how that changes, I know, statistics in terms of how many of them graduate, how many of them actually can make jobs for themselves, get into universities and colleges where that was not an option for them before. That's so incredible. I was going to ask you to be able to share, we're not tight for time, but we're close to time. Linda, you just shared a story. If you wanted to share another or something different that you feel is important for people to know about coaching, is if you could share a story. I think it's always powerful for people to have things to relate to. And, you know, we all hear people's stories and stories just are unfolding. And maybe if you can share a story, you know, obviously not share their name, but someone that came to you or someone, something that you observed in someone that made you want to go, see, it was all worth it saying yes. See, it was so important for you to take this leap and that coaching is important. Janine, let's start with you. Oh, we can't hear you, hon. I think you just turned your mic off.
Oops, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, so what really jumps to mind is this client who came to me last year and her kid, she's just been through the trenches of motherhood, two kids. And now she was at a place just feeling caught up in the day-to-day, very busy with work, busy with the kids, doing the things, and was worried that the way her relationship was, that down the road, not right now, but if they continue to just kind of be in this co-parent roommate phase, that it might end up in divorce. And she remembered pre-kids, she had this energy about her, this exuberancy, and that just wasn't there anymore. And so she really desired to be able to tap back into that again. And so through our process of coaching, very much like Linda touched on and what she shared, is there was so many layers going deep down into things. And as we peeled back those layers, there was this strong disconnection within herself, within her body. And it stemmed, of course, back down to childhood, where there was unsafety in the home, where she had to keep herself quiet, not express her needs. She wasn't able to be seen or validated. And so she just continued to stuff those feelings down. And the more we stuff our feelings down, the more we hold ourselves back from using our voice, asking for help or support, the more we create this disconnection. And every time we have these different impulses, and we don't act on them, we dismiss them, that disconnection grows and grows and grows. And what ended up happening in her case is she would just get very much caught up in her head because there was no connection with her body. So the busyness of life, of work, of doing things with the kids, it would just be the stress spiral all the time. There's always different things to worry about, the to-do list, this and that. And she wasn't able to get present, to get grounded, because that really comes from our connection with our body, with our senses. And so being able to peel back those layers, and it is work when it's been decades of this disconnection piling on. But one of the most beautiful things that she shared with me recently is there was these stressful moments that was happening, as life does. And she was able to stop herself and tune into what was going on and really put a stop to that stress spiral and the freaking out and the arguments and all of these things that came from it. And she was able to meet herself, meet her emotions, feel it, take time to ground in her body. And from that, she was able to be present with her kids as they're navigating these tricky situations. She was able to be connected with her husband instead of having these freakouts and arguments and the spirals that happen. They were able to come together and really support each other through what was coming through. And so that's where that ripple effect really takes place, is through deep down this disconnection with her body and really being able to heal that. She was able to deal with her emotions, get out of that spin out, really connect with her husband and be there for her kids at a time where they all needed it so much. And so it's so beautiful to be able to witness a process like that.
Wow. That's amazing. Larry?
Well, I don't think I'm going to share anything of impact. I'm here. I'm here with three women that deal with relationships and children and spirituality, and I'm in business, so it's ROI for me.
That's important. We all, ROI is important.
It is. And this is the part where I kind of fall down, because I hate to speak about, you know, someone and changing their life and enabling them to send their kids to a better school or afford their car payment and all that. And it all seems to me at the end of the day to be self-serving, to say, you know, my 60, 90 day program documented, demonstrated ROI, minimum 50%, maximum 400%, and then taking out an individual and saying what they got out of it. But I will say, if I could, that I just want to encourage anybody out there to take action, whatever that action is, towards your own growth. And go out and explore and do your homework and find the right person to help you get to where you want to get to. Because as you are witnessing here today, you've got incredibly talented, caring people. It's one thing that, if I can't float my boat for a second, makes me not just proud, but makes me effective, is I remember what I had at stake on the line when I entered into my business. And I always consider that when I'm entering somebody else's world and what they might have at stake. And the gravity of that is something I don't take lightly. So there is a plethora and a whole world of people out there that really wear their heart on their sleeve and care and want to help. So if you're looking to help yourself, you can find those people, and I'll leave it at that.
Awesome. Well, I think, thank you so much. And it is important. And I know you very well. And those things that do make and change people's lives that are revenue driven, it's a game changer when you change someone's lives. And however you change yourself so that you can change, you know, it, sending a kid to school, affording tutors, you know, the difference between fighting with the partner you're with because you don't have the money to pay the mortgage, and all those things that really put people's back against the wall. Financial is such a big, important piece of our world, and it can bring a lot of stress and therefore bring a lot of discomfort into people's lives. And to be able to offer advice that alleviates that, and I think mostly gives hope that it can be alleviated, and be an example that it can be alleviated. I think that's the power of story. When you haven't had, to when you've had, to when you've been broken, to when you've been healed. I mean, that's a lot of people's stories behind the coach and the expert tag, is that they've seen it, they've done it, they've experienced it, they've known it, they've watched it, they've seen people have those joys. And I know that you get elated when someone alleviates one of those things, crossing off a debt, finishing paying off a car, finish paying off or receiving those things as gifts, is game changing for people's accessibility to be able to afford the things that need, that, you know, fulfill their desires. So I know you talk about desire, and so did Linda, but it is a really important piece to it. So I appreciate that. Linda.
I want to come back to Larry for a moment and acknowledge something, Larry, that you mentioned earlier, which is that you journey with your clients. They become more than a client. They become someone that you advocate for. And that says it all. That says it all. We need that. I see that in the spiritual field. Everybody's just trying to do it on their own. And they seem to pride themselves on being able to do that. Well, I don't think that's possible. I can't. I've never been able to do it on my own. We need people. And whenever I think that I need to do it on my own, that's a survival strategy. That's a coping mechanism. That's me operating out of hurt or a sense of abandonment. Like, yeah, fine, I can do it on my own and I'm going to prove it. Well, I lived my young adult life doing it on my own and feeling really alone. I say to people, a guiding hand, a supporting hand is indispensable. And I see this time and time again. Again, like I said earlier, the people that see me are predominantly highly sensitive. They're empaths. They're on a spiritual path. I mean, they're a reflection of me in some ways. I mean, I attract what's familiar, what's known, and they find themselves in me because I recognize and there's a relatedness. And not long ago, someone that came to me was stuck, you know, like, people that are stuck, people that are crossroads. She was trying to complete a manuscript. She was so proud of what she's doing. She spent the first half an hour of her session telling me how great she was and what she knows. And so I got right away, she needs to be recognized. So I spent the next 10, 15 minutes reflecting all that she was great at. And then we got close to what was in the way. Then we got really close to it. I looked to getting closer and closer and closer and closer to what's behind that. Let's talk to the self, the part of her that doesn't believe what she just shared with me, the part of her that's defended against criticism. Then we get close to conditioned patterns. We get close to ancestral patterns. We got really close to something that occurred three generations back. And people don't realize that a lot of our holdups, a lot of what's in the way of our success in many ways is an inherited block, an inherited limiting belief of some form. And what we did with that person specifically is we got right up close to how unsupported she felt in her family life and how much she was bracing against that, trying to prove, I can do it, you wait and see. But that wasn't helping her write her manuscript. She needed to come back to desire, to her longing, to what it is that wanted to emerge through her on paper, what she yearned to gift the world. And afterwards she contacted me and said, I don't have the block anymore. I've been writing. And I'm like, yes, yes. I mean, that's what we do this for. Then I it's not even about my success in that. And it's about hers. It's about her being lit up and on fire. It's like, yes, that's what's exciting.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Joanne, we'll finish with you. And then I have a special little question and all that good stuff.
Okay. So I've had, a handful of success stories, but the one that really sticks out is the student that I worked with who came into my life. He was on my speech caseload and he was so sweet. And I just had this instinct that we are going to be connected. I didn't know. I would come home and I would pray because I was scared to death because I've never done anything like this. But I did reach out to his family, his dad, and I did. He was showing that his reading skills were emerging. He had the fundamentals of reading, but he certainly wasn't at grade level. He was reading at he came in with 6 words a minute in third grade, which basically is not reading, non-reader. So So I checked in with Dad and he was open to the opportunity. So I took this kid under my wing thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know exactly what I'm doing. But I went to Barnes and Nobles and got how to read, or how to teach your kid how to read in 100 easy lessons. Like, bam, I got the book. It's direct instruction and we can do this. So I think I shared my drive with this student, which enabled him to be driven to master the skill of reading. So by the end of third grade, he was reading 100 words a minute. Again, he came in with 6 words a minute, and a third grader is expected to read 114 minutes a word a minute. And I remember they had an assembly for the kids that had the high, you know, the so many words per minute, and he was 2 words under the max. I was like, oh man, shouldn't I get E for effort? Or like he, I mean, some kids already came in with 50 words a minute. So I thought this is not fair, but he was clapping everybody on. I thought, you know what? He is so happy. I'm so happy. So that's one of the best stories because it just showed me not only the humanitarian part about it, the connections, but the fact that even though he was a slower reader and not exposed to reading at home, that children can read. It's just people need to reach out to them and give them a boost. So that's very exciting for me. So
that's awesome. I think we all feel like we're like, hey, dude, we don't know who you are, but we want to know how you end up in your world. Okay, so I'm going to ask a question, just kind of shake up the energy a little bit. I know that all of you that are listening and watching want to go, I want to get in touch with, and I want to get in touch with these people. We're going to put all their information in the show notes, as we always do. We're also going to ask all our coaches here to go on to the 262 Facebook, the public one, and please put your information. You can find it there. Facebook's easy. We're going to put the link to the Facebook group in the show notes, and all of these people will put their information there, their contact information, anything that they're doing right now, their courses, their classes, what they're teaching. 3 out of 4 of the people here with us today, Larry stated, is like, I'm here with some pretty cool women, happen to have just be authors in the Mission Accepted 262 Women book, which is all over our things. But we'll also put that link in and you can read their stories in the 262 book. Absolutely. So you will be able to have access to these incredible people and then ask more for yourselves. But I'm going to ask something completely shift off, something that is dear and important to me, that I use in everything, including coaching. And I'm going to ask you, and it is one question, and you have to give one answer. And if you were, all of you were on a desert island, and I'll go one by one. If you're on a desert island, you're getting ready to go on a desert island, and you are packing your suitcase, and you only get one suitcase, and you had to take one album with you, and it was the album that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your life. This is it. You, some mangoes, a couple of friend monkeys, maybe a soccer ball like Tom Hanks, and it's you and you, and there's one album that you are taking with you to hear the rest of your days. Janine, what would it be? And it can't be a collection, and it can't be a playlist. It's one album. What's it going to be, girl?
I'm terrible at this because I just put playlists on and listen to it, and I don't even know the artists or the song. So I'm going to go with what is an actual album playlist I've been listening to recently, and it has been so much fun for our family. And it gets both the parents and the kids into it. And
a singer, a song, or an album. What's it going to be?
Well, I'll just go with, it's the Lion Guard soundtrack. It's a spinoff from Lion King, and it's got this African flair and this heartfelt singing, and it's great.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And Mr. Larry Zimberg, who is
Do
like-
Do not ask me this
question. Oh, I'm asking you this question. He is a musical genius. We banter back and forth with music and love. What's it? One song. I know you're going to say you can't, but you have to. I know, it's one show. It's okay. You can come back and answer differently next time.
Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
All right. Nice. Surprising and nice. Linda?
You know, I've been listening to T. Nile. I've discovered her on Galliano at a festival, and she is such amazing. I love her writing. And she plays the banjo and it's fantastic. And I just looked up the album. Her newest album is Coming Back From Everything. And her lyrics, everything. She's got such presence.
All right. And Joanne?
So I didn't used to be a Taylor Swift fan, but however, I watched the Eras concert and the Eras tour, and I love it. So I'm going to say any of her music because it's so fun and I love to dance to it and what have you. So I guess the most recent album is the Tortured Poets Department, something like that. So that's what I'm going with.
All right. Well, there you go. As varied as all of you. So I want to thank you, and our audience thanks you for sharing and getting deep with us today. And audience, you know how this works. You know where we are. We are everywhere. Please share this information. You're going to hear it. And as you're listening to it, you're going to think of somebody. And when you do, please share this. You can find us on all the channels. And you also, if you feel that you want to come onto the show, we're very easy to find. You can go to devdrummond.com. And we have a contact page. We also have a media page where you're going to see this show being put up. So if you feel like you have something to share, you have a passion, you have a mission, you have a nonprofit or a profit, and you are ready to share it, then please contact us. If you want to come into a group show like this, we do group shows for coaches, people in media, authors, mummagers and dadagers. And if you don't know what that is, come to the show and find that out. And also, yes, we also mentioned that we just added authors to that, and also people that consider themselves entrepreneurs. So thank you for being with us today, both our guests and both our audience. And until we see you again, you be well and you stay groovy. Thanks. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.